K-State Nation, Eddie Greer. What's up? This is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Home of K-State University. Coming to you on this lunch hour, May 24th, 2025, on a Saturday. Yes, thank you for taking time out of your day. Listen to this podcast. This will go immediately up for you guys here. And then I'm going to post one of the recruiting episodes, one of the transport episodes later on tonight there as well. So we're just going to go around the horn. This is, sorry, I'm all over the place. A couple hours ago, wrapped up EG3, wrapped up another Bill Snyder 5K half marathon event. Did the half marathon. You're going to get all that reaction on Monday. And I got to say, man, that was fun. it's funny how that works, right? When you're all that pressure, trying to PR, all that pressure and all that. I seen it. I felt it. But today, this was me. I obviously have the KC Metro Mile coming up. All eyes going to be on that KC Metro Mile on June 12th. But, you know, the focus was pacing and strategy and how to not be get passed in the second half of the race. This is huge confidence. Now, obviously, I know I'm all over the board already, but already signed up for the half marathon. I'm not, again, for those of you who've not followed the EG3 podcast, I'm going to say this right now. There's going to be no more marathons here this year, obviously. And I have, for at least all I know, two half marathons to go. One, the main one's going to be in the fall, the return trip, or actually an overdue trip, I should say, to the state of Nebraska, where I have not ran a race yet. I have not ran a race in the state of Nebraska. How about that? I've been to Oklahoma, been to Texas, let me see, Ohio and all that, let me see, I've been to several other places as well, but Nebraska, really? How close that is to Kansas City. So that will be checked off the box this fall. This is one of the races that I wanted to do on a bucket list. Haven't done it because I've always trained for a marathon, all that other stuff. That won't happen no more. Finally, Good Life Half C going down. That's in November later on this fall. So I got that. And a return trip to Minnesota in a few weeks. When some of the KCRC's peeps and me go up now, majority of them are going to be doing the Grandma's Marathon. I participated in that race. It's going to be 3 years now. Time flies by, but I love it up there, and I wanted to go back and do the half. Well, I was granted via my teammates, shout out. Granted that opportunity to do that, so we'll see if EG3 pulls the trigger. Obviously, I won't have to worry about no mile race, so I might take a chance and see what happens there, as EG3 is looking to finally, hopefully this year, by the end of this year anyways, break 80 in the half marathon. This is the K-State Saturday here on the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer III here. Holiday weekend, Memorial Day weekend. I have seen some weird stuff already with that. But I'm just going to go around the horn here. Not going to go too deep into anything. Like I said, I'm going to post the one recruiting transport episodes later on tonight. And the bigger story coming into the day anyways, Avery Johnson's former classmate from high school, number one wide receiver from Mays, coming to Kansas State. Now, I should have this. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick on the small laptop that I got here that I brought with me here. Let me see. But anyway, while I'm doing that at the same time, right now, speaking of running, K-State men's women's track and field team have 20 athletes competing currently for the NCAA West preliminaries. Currently. Hold on a second. No, excuse me. That's going to go down this upcoming week. Excuse me. Next weekend, May 28th through the 31st at College Station, Texas. So that is going to be going down right there as well. So, again, I'll have to go deeper into that later. I'm out of town right now. Again, let me see. I know I'm doing two things at one time. Sorry.
Sorry, folks. Okay, yeah. So let me see if I can pull Avery Johnson's wide receiver real quick. I saw this last night on here. Yeah, so yesterday, yep, or actually a couple days ago anyways, Avery Johnson, yep, has Justin Stevens back. And Justin Stevens was wide receiver one at Mays High School, so he's going to be returning to K-State. Welcome on board to the Purple Nation, Justin Stevens. And it looked like he was trying to commit. Let me see. Was standing right receiver Mays before committing? Well, okay, yeah, I'm familiar with that community college. Yeah, oh yeah. So Butler, yep, he was at Butler Community College there, and then Avery Johnson scoops him up and gets him over here. Another offensive weapon for Kansas State offense there, and I think he's going to be eligible to be on the team this year. I think I'm not sure at the moment there. That was all over the K-State feed yesterday there as well. Obviously, Marcus Johnson, we talked about him this week. That podcast will be probably up tomorrow. Steven Osai, we talked about him earlier. See, a lot of things going on here. Yes, it might seem dead, but there's plenty to talk about there. So, Steven Osai, who also committed. So, the men's basketball team is almost filling up, finally, there as well. And we had some recruiting. You had, again, we'll get a little bit deeper into this going into the week here. We're saving up some stuff for the week. But golf, pick up some new additions from the transfer portal. You have Max Reynolds will be on the team the upcoming fall on the men's golf side. You have I saw this yesterday as well. Kelsey Chen, Georgia Southern, coming on board. And K-State women's golf going to have a couple of big holes, shoes to fill in, obviously, with the departures of Carla Bernat and Sophie Burt. And I mentioned this week as well on this podcast, we're going to go back and kind of review the stats from what was a tremendous season for K-State women's golf. Stu Burt finished up his second season as head coach, anyways, in Manhattan. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer III in Manhattan here, Kansas. Yep, in Manhattan, Kansas, on this Saturday afternoon, May 24th, 2025. Wrapped up the Bill Snyder Half Marathon, his sixth one. And I gotta tell you, that was a fun one, man. That was a fun one. Oh, y'all had me for a second there. But yeah, guys, it was just a train. Calm down. I'm not, Lord, thank the good Lord, I am not, I'm just sore from this hard training and running that I've been doing, getting ready for this KC Metro Mile. I'm looking forward to hopefully get paid. Well, I just said hopefully. I'm looking forward to positively pay off well out there as well. So yeah, I was a little nervous, especially after one. I was like, ooh, I don't know, man. But all, like I said, adrenaline kicked in, everything else like that. I'll have to check the splits later, because man, I used that hill going into town, and I just carried that momentum. I wasn't messing around. There's no, I told myself even before that, like, look for the hill. We all know where that is. Was on K-177, big hill, right into town, and a good turnout today. Love you guys, Manhattan, woo! So, you know, I I'll be back, but, yeah, man, it was just, that second half, man, I'm trying to do the right, I'm trying to put my, do the small stuff better, try to do some, even though I don't have no weights, but, you know, you just try to put yourself in the position where I just got to be better. I know how to be better than that, but, obviously, there was a new winner in the half marathon. Okay, we'll get into that. I'll say that for the postcast. And also, shout out Mandy again. She's rolling right now. Sub-120 women's winner yet again there. On that, no surprise. No surprise there. She's a stud of a runner as well. So shout out to Mandy from taking that as well. I knew that from the jump. She's going to win. Win that, and so yeah, so we'll see what happens obviously, we'll talk more about it, about my race in general there, because that second half, man, that's what I'm talking about. You know, it's not all about going out super fast. You gotta have something at the end, passing guys. That's the fun part. Catching, running up on people, passing guys and gals. Only got, if you count the pairing, I guess they were, I'm gonna assume they were a couple. That was it. So, woo! So, yeah, I was with the 130s for quite a while. And then from that hill on, after, I think it was after mile 5 or 6, I just took off. yeah, man, this is big momentum heading in. I know a half marathon is different than just a mile, but hell yeah, momentum king. Oh yeah. Now, finally we can focus on Casey Mitchell Mile. No more jumping into 5Ks. No more half marathons and all that other stuff like that. It's time to go out and shock the world. Time to go out and shock the world. Let's do it. Let's shock the world. Let's shock KC on the night of June 12th. We can all, my coach can breathe easier now. Let's go. Let's go to work. Let's continue to get this work in and see what happens there as well. But also, speaking of seeing what happens, this is the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer here on a K-State Saturday in Manhattan, Kansas on the 24th of May, 2025. Last thing here before we wrap this special podcast up here. Speaking of waiting to see what happens, K-State baseball holding a party, pulling a selection show party. And I mentioned this after getting upset, K-State baseball getting upset by Houston 9-2. That was probably the shocker of the week for me. You lost 3 of 4. Hang on a second. Is that right? No. Yeah. You lost 3 of your last 4. If you count the last series against Cincinnati, right? Lost 2 of 3 there, and then you lose to Houston. So, man, I just don't know. I'm nervous. I'm nervous for the K-State baseball team, because I said on this podcast, and I'm gonna stick with it. I don't think we're gonna make it in to the regional. If we sneak in there again, it's because of Pete Hughes yet again scheduling hard-ass opponents there. Obviously, because the year that we're supposed to go to the regional in baseball, we got kicked out to the curb. So, because of a light schedule, so that's the only saving grace in this instance here. After falling to the Houston, and not only that, you got ran out of the building, 9-2 as well. So again, they're gonna hold it on Memorial Day on Monday. So again, hey, I'm trying to say a little positive vibes, but I don't know, man. I don't know. It's gonna be interesting to see what happens with K-State baseball, if they can get in or not there as well. So obviously the NCAA Division I baseball tournament via 64, ESPN2 will have this as well. K-State, by the way, the baseball team, those of you who haven't been in and out, or haven't been following along, 31-23 this season, 17-13 in Big 12 play. It looks like, well, according to D1, so I might be wrong, but I'm not gonna get my hopes up until I see K-State in one of those brackets, right? I'm not gonna get my hopes up. And we're gonna have Alex back on Monday. We're gonna record him. Wait, hang on a second. So there's no work on Monday. So I plan on, Again, I plan on going to the group run on Monday night. It's been a few Mondays actually. So going blind doing that, and then me and Alex will record Monday night, and we will know for sure K-State's fate is at. And right now they're sitting, looks like you're sitting the third seed for one of those rounds. Shocking. And again, like I said, if K-State gets in, it's because of the RPI. RPI. Because if they don't get in, we know why. Because you losing 3 of your last 4, and you got crushed by Houston, who was the 11th seed. So, so we'll see what happens about that. But hey, again, I gave y'all some hope there on baseball here. We'll see what happens. I'm not going to try to get my hopes up here, and then come Monday, K-State don't get in, I'm going to be all pissed off about it. We're going to stay chill. We'll see what happens. If K-State does get in, We'll definitely, hey, we're going to have y'all covered here on this podcast for sure. All things K-State Sports, the Pearl Project Podcast. Where? You can find it wherever you get your podcast. Free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record K-State content again. We'll have more. We'll do a deep dive into all this news as we move along. I'm out of town right now. In Manhattan anyways. So we'll got you covered for the rest of the weekend for sure. iTunes, Spotify, Audioboom, Amazon, wherever you get your podcast, go ahead and hit that alarm button. Because, hey, I'm going to upload this very soon. That way y'all can listen to it. And then if you check for past episodes as well on a Purple Project Podcast feed. And, of course, I mentioned Podbean app, Greer 380's Podcast. Again, that's Greer 380's Podcast. Myself and Alex Aiden over there. I was going to hop on over there yesterday solo, but I got too wrapped up and my traveling schedule and whatnot. So we'll get there, folks, on that. And please tell a fellow K-State fan about the Pearl Project Podcast. That's going to wrap things up on this K-State Saturday edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Manhattan, Kansas. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports.